Andrew Quarles.
Yes, Andrew was in there this morning. I just had a chance to visit with him. You know, I know Pat, Dr. McKenzie, and him visited, so he'll definitely be challenged this week. He has a knee sprain. I don't think he'll make it this week.
When you see what happens, is that almost good news?
Well, you know, our injury report comes out tomorrow, so I forgot about that. I've got a lot on my plate right now, so we can get into that when I get all the information.
Mike, was Devontae's deal in the game, do you think that was just a continuation of what he had that had last week, or was
yes.
there? It was, okay. Are you concerned about that going forward?
I mean, you know, all the guys were in there today getting treatment, and it's, you know, it's part of the game, so we just got to get healthy.
Mike, when you look at all the young guys who kind of chipped in last night, Joe Thomas, Alonzo Harris, Jayron Elliott, how is it that these young guys are so ready to contribute right away, like so quickly, so early?
Well, I mean, our young players, there's a reason why they're on the 53. There's a reason why, you know, we have the other 10 on the practice squad. So we've always focused on this, you know, our team is developing the 63. It's something that we've done from day one. So I obviously give a lot of credit to the players for buying into the program. Outstanding coaching staff. It does a phenomenal job with these guys starting back, you know, in May when they get here. So that's really the how we get to this point, but we're gonna need a lot of guys again this week. You know, we get into these types of situations when you got guys that are nicked, and particularly had injuries happen that didn't occur till Friday, and just the way, you know, the guys rallied together down the stretch here, I was probably the most impressive part of the preparation phase for me. Just you know, we didn't really have our you know, our inactive list done until probably about 2 hours before the game. So it's just guys are stepping up and taking advantage of their opportunity.
What's the biggest challenge of a short week, especially when you got a long trip?
Well, all the above. You know, short week, long trip. It's going to be hot. So, and that's what we'll be focused on. And, you know, I don't know exactly how many guys are here, but the majority of the football team was here today just getting treatment, getting themselves ready.
Mike, what's the benefit to going out there on Friday?
Well, I mean, there's two ways of doing most things in this league, and I think you getting acclimated to the environment, crossing time zones. You know, we look at all those things in the off season, and that's you know, I don't want to get into specifics, and everybody does it a little differently, but it's part of our preparation.
I mean, you haven't done that a lot in the past. Was there something that you thought might help you by doing it?
Oh, we've always talked about it. You know, I think a lot of it has to do where you are as a football team. You know, there's a lot of input that goes into that time of year. I mean, there's different factors.
Mike, is that a case-by-case thing? Like, you have to go to Oakland later this year. Will you do the same thing, or have you not decided?
Everything's evaluated. We have a schedule for the whole season laid out. We do it that way every year, but it does adjust.
Mike, with some of the challenges you guys have had offensively, what do you thought of the job Aaron's kind of done acclimating to, whether it is Alonzo Harris coming in or, you know, Ty getting involved?
Aaron is playing, you know, great football. He does a phenomenal job of, you know, in the preparation phase of getting guys acclimated, getting on the same page, you know, with the offense. And there's a lot of interaction in the meetings, a lot of player interaction, a lot of, you know, player to coach interaction. So he's a big part of how we operate, and it's definitely carrying over to the field.
You said last night that there were some things that we didn't do as well as we'd like. What were when you watched the film, or even just as you watched it unfold, what were those things that kind of jumped at you that you feel good about 3-0, but you really feel like you need to get better at?
Well, a lot of it is just what I saw live, the fundamentals. But I think we're doing, you know, a lot more good things than we are. Obviously, the corrections that need to be made. But, you know, you're always working on your fundamentals. So we have not graded the tape. We came in this morning and went right to San Francisco. So we'll actually grade the Chiefs game later in the week.
Did you think you handled Burnett's absence better this time than you did a couple weeks ago?
Yes. I thought the defensive handled all the adjustments that were made. So, yeah, Morgan's a key communicator back there. So it looked like the communication was pretty clean pretty much the whole game. So, defensively, we first three quarters, we're playing lights out, and then, most of their production came at the end of the game.
Okay, so, yeah, along those lines, what do you make out of that? I mean, do you focus on the first three quarters, and you look at the last quarter as well, we're up by a lot of points, and you kind of playing, I don't want to say prevent, but you're trying not to give away big plays, or how do you do that last quarter? You played
well
the first three.
How do I do what?
Are you talking about? The defense part of it. When you played so well for three quarters in the last quarter, they got a bunch of yards, but ultimately didn't.
Well, we were in this situation a number of times last year in with four or five home games. So you have to grade the tape the same all the way through, regardless of the scoreboard. So that's the only way you have a chance to grow. I mean, it's about making a call and everybody executing the call, being on the same page and playing with good fundamentals. So you definitely evaluate it the same.
Mike, have you guys made that move with the Troy guy on yet to get him back on the roster?
We have the whole week to do something, and our history would tell you we'll take the whole week.
Hey, Mike, when J-Ron led the league in sacks during the preseason as a rookie, I know you don't know about the quality of guys that he's going with against and stuff like that, but did you see something in him and it just took maybe this opportunity to finally spring up for him, that he just has that, how some players just have that knack?
Well, I mean, you could see it right away in training camp. I think anytime you see, a new pass rusher or Corey Linsley playing center, when you put the pads on for the first time, those guys usually jump out at you. And J-Ron definitely did back then. I mean, let's not forget what kind of player he was in college. I mean, he had, a lot of production rushing the passer. So, I wouldn't say any of us are surprised. And he's definitely making that leap that you're looking for in year two.
At tight end with Corliss challenges, is Batman ready to contribute for him?
Sure is. Ready to go.
How's he come along here?
Ready to go. He'll get his opportunity this week. We'll see how much, see how the week of preparation goes, and we'll see what his role is, and he'll be ready to go.
Two more, please.
Mike, what the heck happened with Joe Thomas? I mean, here's a guy that is now important to you enough that you want to have him on the field in your dime package, and you don't keep him at the end of camp. He doesn't end up on the practice squad. It's hard from the outside looking in to kind of understand how this guy is. Now you guys are really excited about him and how he kind of wandered around for a little while there.
Well, hey, it's tough for every team when you get down to cutting to 53. And this year was probably the biggest challenge that I think I've ever been a part of with Ted. So there's a lot of conversation the last couple of days, and this is the way it worked out. I'm just glad Joe's back. So it's great to have him back.